everyone, it's Avi with the Project Do It Yourself podcast. This podcast is sponsored by Project Do It Yourself. Be part of the Project Do It Yourself community by checking out our website at projectdoyourself.com, where you can subscribe to hear about upcoming workshops and find a link to our Discord channel. This week, I'm here with Tim. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Avi.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining today. I'm interested to hear about the first computer that you built and the reason that you built it.
So we'll go back a little bit before my first build. My first computer was a pre-built, I believe it was probably a Gateway. And then one of my friends, he told me about this cool game called Half-Life 2. You may have heard of it. So I went over to his house and I played on a PC gaming for the first time in my life, basically. And it was playing Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike. And that got me into the idea of, oh, well, maybe I should build my own computer. So the first thing I really did was get just a cheap graphics card. I believe it was a GeForce MX420. Pretty low-end card, but it was able to play Half-Life 2 and Counter-Strike Source. A couple years later, in 2006, my first actual build came to fruition. It was a GeForce 7600 GT. I believe the first CPU was a Core 2 Duo E8400.
Wow, you really have that remembered well.
Yeah, well, I feel like you would remember your first build the most because you put so much time and effort into making sure you get the first one right, at least on in my point of view. So I mostly chose these parts because they were mid-range. They were cheap enough for, you know, a teenager to buy. Obviously, budget is one of the biggest factors in building your first computer.
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe with anything in life, right?
Yeah.
You have to learn how to budget and what you want to spend your money on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I budgeted for a mid-range computer and put it together, got some parts. I believe I got my parts through Newegg because Newegg was around at that point. And in order to decide what parts I wanted, I basically just talked to my other friends that had already built. And they had recommended me to go with NVIDIA and Intel because those were the common gaming platforms at the time. AMD and ATI weren't as well known as Intel and NVIDIA for gaming at that point in time. It's over the years, it's been up and down, kind of a push and pull between competitors. So that's how I chose my first set of parts, was just find my budget and then try to identify what I'm using this computer for. In this case, it was gaming. So I put more money into getting a faster single core experience and a better GPU than, you know, a lot of hard disk space or a lot of RAM.
And how did it work for you? Was it a good computer for a while?
Oh, definitely. So about a year after that, the game Crysis came out, and that became the big gaming meme, can it run Crysis? And surprisingly, that computer could somewhat manage to run Crysis. Not super well, but well enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So in terms of, like, you have friends that told you about parts, who actually walked you through the building it for the first time, like putting all the parts in, you know, getting that set up?
That's a good question. So I think my very first experience with, you know, customizing a computer was actually in the vocational building at my high school.
Okay.
There were Cisco, CNHO, and A+ classes that I took there.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And within the A+ class, we were allowed to mess around with those school computers, you know, just upgrading or changing parts a little bit between computers. And that was my very first experience with that. And my friend that I was previously mentioning was also in that class. So we took that experience and all of the extra parts that he had already in his home. And we just kind of walked through that whole process of building from the ground up. And that's how I first learned how to build the computer. So after that, I had decided to buy these parts that I had listed out made sure they were compatible before you buy them. That's very important.
Yeah.
Nowadays, it's a lot easier to buy compatible parts, but previously, there were more standards to worry about because there was AGP at that point. There was a few different types of PCIe that video cards would go into. Currently, it's just all PCIe 16 times. So the long slots. But previously, there were a lot more considerations to make when you were choosing parts.
Yeah, absolutely. So it sounds like you had some experience just by working in the computer for, you know, at high school. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you wanted to do it for yourself, you were sort of familiar with the parts you would need.
Yes, I like to tinker with what I had, even if it wasn't mine.
Yeah, well, on that note, what's the most similar activities that you do that you would compare to building a computer?
Well, a lot of people like to compare building a computer to putting together a Lego set, which kind of, sure. but Legos are a lot more freeform.
Yeah.
Computers, you have, you know, very specific slots where, you know, a specific piece can go. You can't really screw up where you're putting a piece into a computer. There's some considerations such as RAM slots, dual channel operation. If you don't have them in the right slots, then you won't be getting your full speeds for your RAM. As long as you have the parts that you want, putting it together is pretty straightforward, honestly. The hardest part I find about putting together a computer is making it clean and managing the cables, not really putting the actual parts together.
So more of like the aesthetics of the clean airflow, making it look nice. That would be the hard part.
That is a very difficult thing to do. Recently, I've tried to get more into the cable management aspect of building a computer, because previously, my computers were just a mess. Cables were going everywhere. You couldn't even see the motherboard because power cables are just going over the over the graphics card and such. But once you get a nice case that allows for proper cable management, it's so much easier.
In terms of like skills, you would say like the closest thing to compare it to that people say is Legos, but like that's not really a skill. That's more like an activity. Mm-hmm. Is there, I guess, are there other skills you think about that when you're like, you know, when you're building a computer, you feel like this is the same zone as when you do something?
So building a computer is very order of operations based. I don't want to say programming because it's not quite the same, but you kind of do have to establish, well, this needs to go in first, and then, well, you need to do this before you can do this, like putting on thermal paste before you can put on, you know, CPU cooler. If you miss a step, then you need to tear everything back down, put it back together. If you miss some standoffs, well, tough luck. You need to take the motherboard back out.
Interesting. Yeah. It's really interesting to hear everybody's comparison. So far, everybody's, you know, compares it to something a little bit different. So I think it also just depends on like what activities you like doing in your spare time and, you know, just, you know, again, what pops into your mind at the time. It sounds like you already had, you know, some technical experience, you know, in high school. Did high school get you into technology or were you interested before?
I would say it's a mixture of my personal friends and just having a computer of my own that I could mess around with, because my first computer was a hand-me-down. My grandparents had got a new computer, so they had given me their old computer.
Nice.
So, you know, I was able to just take it apart, open it up, see what was inside of it, see what parts made things do what they do. A sound card is in there. Well, makes sound. Video card makes video. But being able to have that hands-on experience of seeing like, oh, this board actually does this thing, and seeing where it connects into the motherboard was something that interested me greatly. So being able to tinker around with my first computer got me more interested in wanting to do this on my own without anyone's help. My first build, I did get some help, but that's because all of my friends were also very into, you know, computer gaming and just hardware in general. We're all nerds. We just like to see how things work. It was more my friends than high school in particular. My friends are what got me into the idea of taking the vocational classes. So whenever I would hang out with my best friend, sometimes we would go to his cousin's house. I was very close with both of them. We would do Thanksgiving together sometimes, things like that. And, you know, his older cousin, his name's Dave, he had already really been into computer gaming. So he's the one that really got me into it. He was the person that gave me my first computer case, which actually I was using up until about 2 months ago.
Really?
Wow. So yeah, I had that computer case for about 16 years.
Oh my gosh.
Constant use. It's called the Antec 300. Very good case for the time. I'd say it's still a pretty cool case now, although it's lacking a lot of features that modern cases have.
Last question. What are some lessons learned from either your first build or your last build? You know, what are some things you'd do differently next time?
I would say the first lesson that I learned from building a computer was make sure to be careful with your decisions, because when you first build your first computer, you're stuck with those parts. And once they're all working and compatible, you likely won't be upgrading for a very long time. So your computer builds are commitments until you start getting to the point where your budget gets larger. I would say it's very important to plan out your upgrade path. Say a new platform comes out. When the next Intel platform comes out, it will be on the same motherboard as this current generation, which is LGA 1200. But the platform after that, it might not be compatible anymore. So you need to plan out how long you want to keep these parts. Once you upgrade one part, you might have to upgrade more. So any upgrade, any purchase is a commitment.
It's a very good message right there. Tim, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This episode of the Project Do It Yourself podcast was sponsored by Project Do It Yourself. Check out our website and Instagram at Project Do It Yourself. And if you know anybody interested in being interviewed for this podcast, please send an email to podcast@projectdoityourself.com. This new theme music was written by Arlen Strassman. Thanks so much, and see you next week.